With us right now is Bob Culp, the newly elected state representative. Congratulations, sir.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot. It's actually Assemblyman-elect, I believe, technically, but and probably not technically yet either, but the results that we're seeing coming in are looking fairly good.
It's looking like pretty consistent across all three counties and all the 56 precincts. You're pretty much staying at the same level of lead over your two opponents. Looks like the message got through.
I certainly think so, and I think the people that came out and supported today and my campaign team, my wife and family did just a phenomenal job of putting everything together, and I'm just honored by the trust that the people have displayed in this vote, and certainly am looking forward to serving the district in Madison.
Now, the work of the campaign is about over, but the work of the actual job begins. So what do you see as next for the newly elected representative, Bob Culp?
Well, obviously, I need to, get down to Madison and get an office set up and get things done there that need to be done in order to represent the district well. And looking at staff decisions, of course. There's a lot of work ahead, but I'm certainly anticipating it. And I've got a lot of great advice from a lot of different people in the district, and I'm really anticipating this.
Now, you're also a businessman with several things going on back at home. You've got transition teams to work on things there, too, right?
That is correct, but really not transition teams, because I am going to stay very actively involved in my company, Culps of Stratford. I'll still be doing sales and business development for the company, and really that has been the only responsibilities that I've had for 5 or 6 years, so I don't see any major shifts with regards to how I handle things with my company at all.
Anything you'd like to add today?
I'm, again, very honored by the vote that we're seeing on the early end coming in, and certainly anticipate representing the people of the district.
Thank you, Bob Culp.